Okay, as is our habit, we are going to look briefly at God's Word before we go to our time of praying together. Tonight, I want to look at one verse from Numbers 14. Numbers 14 starting, Numbers 14:33. And this is from the passage we'll be looking at this Lord's Day. The verse says this, "And your children shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and they shall suffer for your faithlessness until the last of your dead bodies lies in the wilderness." So in this verse, the Lord has some hard words. He tells his people that the children among them, their children, are going to suffer for the sins of the parents. These parents sinned by rejecting the Lord, rejecting his gifts, rejecting his leaders, rejecting him. And the children are going to suffer for that sin of their parents. How? How are the children here suffering for the sins of the parents? Well, instead of entering the good land, and they're right there, it would just be a few steps and they would be in the good land. Instead of entering the good land, these children will have to live and work not in the good land. They'll have to spend 40 years living and working outside the good land, in the wilderness. The best years of their lives will be spent outside of God's best place. And that is a bitter pill. And some people, when they hear things like this, they will say, that's not how God does things. That's not God's way. Some will argue, God would never hold someone guilty for the sins of another. Now, there's truth in that. The Lord does say in places like Ezekiel 18, the soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. But just as it's true that the scripture says that and that kind of thing, the scripture also says in places like Lamentations 5:7, our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. And even here in Numbers, the Lord says, Numbers 14, verse 18, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, but he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. There are many places, and actually more places, that say things like that as well in the Bible. It's saying the Lord holds all people guilty for their sins, for the things that they did wrong. The Lord will hold them guilty for what they individually did. But it's also true in the covenantal nature of God's dealings, innocent individuals bear some level of corporate guilt for the sins of their people, for the sins of their people. And that's God's valuation and God's judgment. He will never judge in excess. He will never overdo it. And the ultimate example that we have of this principle, is all who descend from the people of Adam fell with him and sinned in him. But then on top of that, we have to admit we also have our own sins, the things that we have done. So apart from this principle of bearing the iniquities of parents, we also see, not just bearing guilt, bearing the iniquities, we also see that children often suffer because of the sins of parents. So we were talking about guilt, but now we're talking about suffering. This is easier to swallow and much easier to see. The father who commits a crime and he's put in prison, his children who did not commit that crime will likely be set back in life. They'll have a shame that they wouldn't have had otherwise. They might have financial struggle, all because of the sins, not of themselves, but of the father. Or a father who's addicted to substance, or a mother who cheats on her husband. Well, who's going to suffer? If there are children, they will likely suffer because of the parents' sins. Some of them may grow up with severe challenges in developing healthy relationships because of what the parents did wrong. And when you see this happening, when you see children who suffer because of the sins of parents, that hurts. It's not fair. And it is one of the great sorrows of the fallen world. Now, perhaps you suffer because of your parents' sins. Well, we want to close by taking that sad and painful reality in this fallen world and come to the gospel. In the gospel, Jesus has come to fully undo the curse of sin. Jesus takes the penalty of sin on the cross. Jesus gives the blessings of his obedience to those who trust in him. Jesus is the great interrupter of generations. Though your parents may have sinned, Jesus interrupts that sin and interrupts that judgment. Jesus is the Son of Man upon whom the sin and the suffering of Father Adam, upon whom it fell. It fell all on him. And so now, if you trust Jesus, Jesus will take you and bring you into a new family line, as if you have different parents, as if you have parents and predecessors without sin, a family line with a righteous ancestor. And that's why it can say in places like Hebrews 2, which quotes Isaiah, Jesus says this, Hebrews 2:13, "Here am I and the children whom God has given me." Your parents may have sinned, and maybe you suffer for it. But if you trust in Jesus, you have a righteous heritage and a Christ who is unwinding the death, unwinding the suffering, unwinding the sorrow caused by your parents. And because of that, now, if you know Jesus and you are trusting in Christ, now you are Christ's children. You will not bear any iniquity from him. You will bear his righteous image. You will bear the approval of the Father who looks on him. Jesus Christ is removing the suffering, the shame caused by your parents. Now in part, then in full. Amen.